Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges business community to import technology and investment rather than consumer goods. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informs House about removal of four CP and Mao Center MPs from their post. Finance Ministry unveils Development Assistance Report 2020. Development assistance increases by 26.9%. And Myanmar security forces kill at least 11 protesters today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has urged business community and entrepreneurs to import investments and technology rather than consumer goods. Addressing the 70th Annual General Assembly of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce and Industries in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli committed government support to the business community for boosting productions and reducing imports of consumer goods. The Prime Minister, for the pledge to ease the business-related service deliveries from the government offices and claimed to have brought one-door service delivery system. Expressing incumbent government's commitments to nation-building, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the government had been leading the programs of nation-building as a campaign. Prime Minister Oli said, the tendency of obstructing the nation-building campaign had been repeated even during his second term as the Prime Minister as it was during his first premiership. He further said, despite all odds, he was undeterred by any kinds of challenges. Regarding the recent surge of COVID-19 cases, the Prime Minister urged all to adopt precautions, saying it was not good to halt our lives. However, if people were not cautious enough, it might bring everything to stand still. He expressed his discontent that although the government had been taking all possible measures to contain coronavirus infection, there had been biased criticisms. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has informed the House about the four MPs from the CP and Mao Centre to have been removed from their post as the members of the House of Representatives. The CP and Mao Centre had filed an application to the Federal Parliament Secretariat demanding to scrap the post of lawmakers Top Bahadur Rayamaji, Lekharaj Bhatta, Prabhu Saha and Gauri Shankar Chaudhary as they quit the party. Meanwhile, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Leela Nath Shrestha presented the annual report of the Madhesi Commission and the Tharu Commission for the last fiscal year in the meeting. The House also observed a minute silence and passed a condolence motion over the demise of former Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly, Aishwarya Lal Pradhananga. Likewise, in this special hour of the Parliament meeting today, the lawmakers drew the attention of the House Speaker to make the work of the Parliament effective. Speaking on the occasion, CP and UML lawmaker Lal Babu Pandit drew the attention of the House towards the halt of works regarding 65 different bills pending in the House. Similarly, lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa drew the attention of the government towards incompletion of various development projects. The next meeting of the House has been scheduled for the 12th of April. The International Economic Cooperation and Coordination Division of the Ministry of Finance has unveiled the Development Cooperation Report 2020. As per the report, an official development assistance of $2.3 billion was disbursed in 2019-20 compared to the $1.578 million in the previous year. As per the data, the International Economic Cooperation has increased by 26.9% in comparison to the previous year. Similarly, there has been a notable decline in the INGO contributions from $215.3 million in the fiscal year 2018-19 to $131.8 million in the last fiscal year. Of the total official development assistance disbursed in Nepal in 2019-20, $512.9 million was utilized specifically for COVID-19 response and recovery. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Thimilsena has held a cordial meeting with the first Deputy Prime Minister of Spain, Carmen Calvo, in Madrid Wednesday. The meeting focused on diplomatic relations between Nepal and Spain. A Nepali team led by Chairperson Thimilsena has also met Chairperson of Regional Government of Extremadura, Guillermo Fernandez Vara. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक Now the remaining news. A meeting of the Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress has been scheduled for the 12th of April. Issuing a press release today, Chief Secretary of Nepali Congress Central Office Krishna Prasad Paudel said discussions would be held on various issues including party's upcoming general convention and contemporary political scenario of the country in the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 332. I beg your pardon. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 332 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 79 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The Ministry has not reported any corona-related deaths today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international update. At least 11 people have been killed in a northwestern town in Myanmar as security forces cracked down on anti-coup protesters. Other 20 people were reported to have been wounded. An Al Jazeera report cites Myanmar's local media that the protesters today armed themselves with hunting rifles and firebombs during the protest. As per the report, the protest that broke in the town of Taiz yesterday continued into this morning as well. There was no word of any casualties among the soldiers. India has imposed night curfews in dozens of cities and towns after reporting almost 127,000 new coronavirus infection cases, a record high in Delhi infections amidst an accelerated second wave. Death rose by 685, the highest since November, taking the tally to 166,862. Indian Health Ministry data showed that India's total caseload has surpassed 12.9 million, the third highest in the world behind the United States and Brazil. Meanwhile, in Brazil, President Bolsonaro has denied to impose lockdown despite Delhi death of more than 3,800 for more than a week. Brazil has recorded more than 13.1 million cases and more than 341,000 corona-related deaths. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 along with hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. However, brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. The hazy condition is also likely to continue at some areas of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges business community to import technology and investment rather than consumer goods. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informs House about removal of four CP and Mouse Centre MPs from their post. Finance Ministry unveils Development Assistance Report 2020. Development assistance increases by 26.9%. And Myanmar security forces kill at least 11 protesters today. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.